Welcome back to the Thick Boy Mafia podcast. Today's episode is hosted by Fred, Fabian, and myself, Shireen, where we are embracing all of that thick boy energy, no sugarcoating, just good vibes, little humor, and honest convo. Let's get into it.
I like that Fred's wearing the Diddy Crocs.
These I actually got from...
Well, though it'd be an all-white party.
These I got from Derek Carr.
Oh, shoot. The football player?
Did he sign them for you?
He gave them to you?
Yeah, he gave them to me.
Are those Crocs?
Not personally, but he gave them to me. Oh, Oofus? Oofus? O-O-F-O-S.
Oh, I do
They're
remember
like
those. Yeah.
Nurse shoes.
Oofus?
They're like super soft. I just use them as like house slippers.
They look like Crocs.
Yeah, they're basically like Crocs.
But they're
super soft.
They're comfortable.
Super soft, yeah. Yeah. These are softer than even, you can actually pinch these. Softer than Crocs.
Or like those cloud ones.
They feel really good. Yeah, but, Derek Carr gave it to Valley Children's like 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Like to the whole hospital. Yeah.
Tight.
Yeah, so. Nice little donation.
I remember.
Tax write-off.
I remember when I used to work at a restaurant, he was going by there because his kid was there. And I think that's why he goes to that hospital often. Mm-hmm. Yeah. His son was there, like really sick when he was born.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I don't know the whole. I just know that.
I mean, I didn't want to bother him, you know. He just.
Oh, you literally saw him and.
Yeah, he would. It's because like, I think his wife like eating there.
Where?
Is that Sweet Tomatoes?
Oh, Sweet Tomatoes.
So they would like, since it was close, they would like.
That makes sense.
Go eat there and then go back to the hospital.
That makes sense.
But you know,
yeah,
I think people knew that his kid was sick, so like nobody was bothering him. Like
that's good.
I didn't even know it was him at first. I totally like I just like blanked out and I was just like, oh, like just taking their stuff. I'm like, all right, thank you, whatever. And
you're
like,
being a dick.
I walked in, and then my brother goes, no, it was cool. And my brother goes, oh, yeah, it's like Derek Carr's right there. I'm like, oh, shit, that's why I recognized him for like a little bit. But they were just like, always, oh, what's up?
I don't know how to like approach a famous person.
It's so awkward.
Yeah.
You don't have to.
Like you, yeah. But you want a picture. I didn't want like a picture.
I think they'd
want
to be treated
awkward,
like regular people.
Yeah.
When I first
met. They are regular people.
No, I mean, but like sometimes I think like, just having the experience instead of like asking for like a picture, like once people ask for the picture, they're like, oh, all right,
yeah.
That's what you wanted. I think like,
duh, that's what everybody wants.
Yeah,
I don't feel like I wouldn't want to. I don't like taking photos though.
I don't know. I was excited when I met Nate Diaz.
Actually, we have
to do that.
Actually, no, we got that photo with Mike Jones.
See,
I forgot.
Now we got
that.
Lucky. You know?
Yeah.
See, we got. Yeah.
You just need to have alcohol in your system, then you'll get the photo.
Yeah, I'm not brave
that's
enough.
That's the difference. No.
Are we?
Screen's white.
It's not your fault, though.
Oh.
It's
probably still recording, though. You want to check if it's still recording?
Oh.
The audio's still going, though, right?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. All right. We can just keep talking.
Yeah.
Actually. What happened?
Yeah, you're still recording.
Still recording? Okay. We should be Gucci.
No, they're fine. All right, cool.
Yeah, I met Nate Diaz at my first jiu-jitsu tournament as a little white belt, and I got challenged to go meet him. Why'd you do that? Is it me?
No,
do I have something
no,
on my face?
No.
I don't know. You're looking at me and like rubbing your face.
Yeah, no, just
you said
itchy.
My beard was itchy.
You
said Nate Diaz and just like
I know I salivated.
Yeah,
it was cool. He made fun of me for being a white belt. Took a picture. He was super nice, super chill.
Did he slap you?
No.
Damn.
That was before that fight. Well, no, he was doing that before.
Did he slap you?
Yeah, he always does a stocking slap.
Yeah,
no, he was chill. He was nice.
Yeah.
They just walk around. I mean, they have their own like jiu-jitsu gym, so they're pretty chill about it.
I think he was at one of the JJ World Leagues I went to, but he went late, like at the end.
Because mm-hmm.
I remember seeing him. I think I was like, we were about to leave. It was one of the ones we all went to. I think it's the one where I think it was my second one.
It was probably a Stockton one because they have the Nick Diaz Academy somewhere
in
Stockton.
I think I went and I used the bathroom before we were leaving, and as I was walking out, I saw some people taking photos of them. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And just kept going.
Got my little photo.
I seen at the gym, they have like a room or like a dressing room where it says no white belts.
Ah, that's
so
funny.
You literally have to be a blue belt.
Oh, at his
gym? Join their gym?
No, I saw it like on the UFC like countdowns.
Oh,
you know how they do like the. Yeah.
So leading up to
they showed, yeah. He showed like his gym and it said no white belt. I remember I was a white belt and I'm like, damn, I can't go back.
You can't go in there?
Yeah, you know, just thinking.
You're not allowed in the champagne room?
You can go now.
I can go now. Yeah.
I'm allowed. Yes.
Stunt on everybody.
Speaking of belts, these two motherfuckers both got their brown belts. And some other people got other belts too here.
Yeah, congrats to the
congrats to our producer.
Yeah.
Producer?
Our sound person. You're the producer. Sorry, I'm sorry. Don't get offended.
I'm just kidding. I didn't know who you were talking to.
Like, apparently, I can't say its name.
Congratulations. So, congrats to you. How do you guys feel?
I'm not.
It just imposter feels syndrome. Like another day.
It still feels like imposter syndrome. Just like when you get.
It didn't make me excited. My purple ball, I was stoked. I was pumped for a while. Did you really cry?
On my purple belt.
You did?
On my purple. Yeah.
Oh, how cute. Yeah, I remember we were sitting next to each other. You kept nudging me.
Yeah, I was like, who's it going to be?
You're nudging me. You're like, dude, it's you. It's all like, shut up, Freddie. No, it's not. I knew it was going to be you, too. And I knew you had no idea, which was perfect.
Yeah.
But I got mine a few weeks after you. But this one, I don't know. I was
a month in. That's probably why I didn't pay attention.
You were a month in?
When we got that was, yeah, because that's when you guys got your purple. No, you got it.
Probably your first seminar.
You did. Yeah, it was my first seminar.
I liked the way I got mine because I hate seminar promotions. You kind of expect it. You kind of don't. You see people who you never see train because they just want to come through. I got mine during class.
Yeah, I was there.
You just walked up, pulled out a purple ball, and I'm like, ooh, that's mine. And we trained, and it was fun, you know?
Yeah,
this time around, it feels weird.
For this one, I saw it on the clipboard during kids' class.
Damn.
Al was holding it. I'm like, and funny. I point, hey, Al, look at this. That is my name. He's like, oh, shit. Yeah, so I knew before class.
That's cool.
I just didn't want to say anything to it. Like, I didn't want to.
I had a hunch.
I wanted you to be surprised. Yeah, so you saw my somebody family.
May have like kind of
your family was there. Yeah, you know?
Somebody may have already kind of like hinted at it for me. I was like, all right, fine, that's cool.
Oh, somebody kind of told you.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Because I was like, nah, I'm not gonna come on Monday. And she was like, you better. You need to. And I was like, why? And I'm like,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I kind of knew ish.
So how much brown belt stuff do you have already?
I have a rash guard on the way and a new belt coming from fucking South Korea. The gi you wore that day was brown. I got it a week before, though.
All of a sudden.
I saw it. I'm like, dude, I haven't bought a gi in like 3 years. Mine are starting to stink, dude.
Yeah.
All of mine are starting to stink so bad after like 2 rounds. I need to buy like a couple more new ones.
There's one that I like a lot that I can't wear anymore. That stink. Like, it doesn't matter how many times I've soaked it and stuff like that.
It's so annoying.
It won't.
My wife uses Pine Sol.
Pine Sol, seriously? Pine Sol, yeah. And it works?
So that's, yeah, it works because it's like a. Because it, like you can't. A neutralizer? Not Pine Sol. What's the other one? It is Pine Sol. Because Fabuloso, that's like the Mexican one, it doesn't have the antibacterial. Like, it's not a disinfectant.
See, I use the Lysol detergent and my detergent and like scent boosters.
Yeah, so. Yeah, try Pine Sol.
I did
try
like the detergent and vinegar, which is
I think
like
I might need to do the vinegar.
She used like vinegar and Pine Sol. So I don't think that's like a
I'm about
known
to take
thing.
Notes from her. But it works.
Yeah, it works. Like, it works. And it smells good.
It smells
like
makes mustard gas instead.
I die. She's like, you
mix chlorine and ammonia.
Oh, Lord. No, dude, I have like 12 geese that are still in good condition.
Her,
they
you just see
stink.
Her on the floor, on the bathroom floor, passed out.
But see, I had to like replace everything on my washer. Like, all the parts in the washer. It was broken. Like, my geese weighed down. Like, it broke the machine.
Suspension. I can only do, like, 2 at a time. I think or else my washer I think goes nuts.
My first washer, after jiu-jitsu, it fucked up. Then jiu-jitsu we got another one. After we got the second one, same thing. Like, we had to replace the washer after, like, 2 years.
Yeah, replaced, like, the suspension on it twice already.
Wow.
Like, the springs to hold it up. And then,
You have an agitator in yours? You have an agitator?
I had to replace the agitator on it, like a brand new agitator. And then I had to replace it twice because the motor was stripped and it stripped the new one. So then I got it. Yeah, I had to replace it. I literally replaced the whole machine.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's from geese.
Yeah, I've learned. I've tried to do like 3.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nah, dude, 2 is the sweet spot.
Yeah, 2 is the sweet spot.
Because I let mine accumulate when I get like
dude, I do like
tired.
4 at a time sometimes with a bunch of
no, that's why your freaking washer broke then.
Hell yeah, baby. Yeah,
that's for sure why it broke.
Yeah. Damn, dude.
But now they're
sound old as fuck talking about appliances.
I know, this is adulthood, guys.
Like the two grizzled brown belts are over here talking about their appliances at home.
Dude.
Yeah, well, after, you know, freaking you get your brown belt.
You get a new target on your back, dude.
Once you get your brown belt, you probably have to replace your washer. I bet you that's a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Please don't put that juju.
Yeah,
I don't want to buy another one. I got one a couple years ago. I'm like, I don't want to. But...
Yeah, now we have a target on our back.
Dude, I felt it yesterday. I'm like, man, what the fuck? I'm exhausted. It's been a long week. I just drove so far to get here. Yes, I'm like, God damn.
I like how right away you're
two
like,
two toe holds back to back. I'm like, God damn, dude.
I like how you're like, now I got to learn leg locks.
Shit. All of them.
Yeah.
Now I have to. If I want to compete, those bitches are going to do it back to me.
Foot locks are legal?
They can toe hold, you know?
Toe hold.
Oh,
it
wasn't before?
You can foot locks.
Can we knee bar now?
Yeah,
you can knee bar. everything.
I think everything, bicep slice, everything.
Nothing's off.
Bicep slice?
Yeah. Nothing's off. And calf slicers. Tight.
We can do everything now.
You can do everything now. Yeah, except for the heel hook and the gi.
I learned bicep slicer pretty early, like a white belt.
Oh, okay. Is that because you
I would just end up there and
kind of like, well, also when you trap the arm, you can kind of feed it in there, can't you?
Yeah.
Like when
you're, how do I, I don't even know how I get there.
I've gone to it on accident.
Yeah, I've gotten there. I don't know.
That shit sucks, dude. The calf slicer.
Oh, the calf slicer, I think hurts calf worse.
Marty doesn't like tapping to that, to the calf slicer.
He does?
He said it doesn't work.
On him?
I don't know.
Challenge accepted, like not on me, but everybody else.
The Helena one, the calf slicer with the rear.
I don't know, that shit looked fucking horrendous.
Bad. Yeah.
Dude, I thought she broke that chick's leg. Yeah, that was crazy. Nasty. She's a savage. She looks scary, like an alien. She doesn't look real, but she's a little savage.
Oh, the 18?
Yeah. For being 18, yeah.
Yeah. How old is Sarah Galvao?
I think she's about the same age.
Yeah. Just lost.
What happened?
She just lost to
Sarah?
Sarah beat.
Yeah. Like, I want to see it. Yeah. See that one.
Pull it up. No, just kidding.
I know, right? Damn, that's just nuts.
Prodigies, man.
Who, them? Oh, yeah, maybe.
There's just so many. Yeah, all the kids.
You figure Sarah's been doing it since
she's a baby. Since she probably could walk, dude. Yeah. Her dad, yeah. I mean, how do you know?
He was ADC's champion, right?
Was the mom good, too?
He's everything, probably.
The mom's good, too.
Yeah. The family.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And the other one was like created out of like John Danaher's like pubic hair.
She looks just like him with fucking pigtails. Yeah. You gotta look at the photos. They look like it.
Yeah, that's
it's a little creepy.
That's it. But she just went to New Wave like maybe 2 years ago, no? She was still a blue belt when she went to.
She had her purple belt for like a second. Mm. I didn't even know she got promoted. I just went from seeing like a blue belt highlight to brown and I had to go stalk her page. She only had her purple belt for like 2 months.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Good for her though. I mean,
I was going to say something. I totally blanked out.
Oh, you blanked out? That's crazy. Yeah, that never happens.
No, it's been happening all day today. Let's revel in it. I was driving a lot today at work, so I was just like going back and forth all day.
I know. You've been to my hood a couple times now.
Oh, yeah. To your place of employment.
Yes, Oakhurst. Yeah.
I'm not going to dox you.
Please don't.
That'd be tight. A bunch of SWAT team members just show up at your work team.
They'll see my TBM swag. They'll be like, it's her.
It's her. You'll see your mug.
Yeah, the mug. They hit the mug.
They put the mug in a...
Like, there's just water
in an evidence
there.
Bag.
In an evidence bag. Yeah, in an evidence bag.
Damn.
I want to get... I need to work on straight ankles, actually. I know Dan kind of fixed mine a little bit.
There's a shit ton of white belts you can do that on.
I know.
Fuck it.
But, what?
My straight ankle. I feel Who's like I never have it. Daniel. Sorry, Jesus. I call him Dan. I don't know why I did that. Yeah, Dan. No, I think I was like going like this, and he told me to just like grab my biceps to like close my arms more, to like tighten it up, which I wasn't doing. Then I felt like that started working. He's like, yeah, just and he's like, instead of like trying to grab your arm, he's like, just close. Like he's like, you can do like an S grip or whatever. He's like, and it tightened it up. Mm-hmm. Like I noticed a difference on the next one.
Yeah, I think mine is like the foot placement. I don't know where to put my feet properly. No.
You don't know what to do with your hands.
I know, yeah, because I think I could hold on to it tight.
No, no, it's like the Talia Knights. He's like, I don't know what to do with my hands except it's your feet.
Yeah. The who? I've heard that.
Talia Knights? You never seen that movie?
Nah, I'm not big on movies.
She did?
Oh, no. Sarah
Gavell just lost. Live update, guys.
She just lost. You never seen Talia Knights? Will Ferrell, where he's in NASCAR?
No, I've seen
clips. It's a good one.
You never seen Talladega Nights?
No, I'm not big on movies.
It's an older one.
That's one we need to watch.
I've seen it. I've seen the clips, you know, like on
TV. Well, there's a clip where like he's doing an interview. He's like, I don't know what to do with my hands. They keep pushing him down. And he just keeps lifting them up. And he's just going like this. But that's all. I was like, I don't know what to do with my hands. But I said it's going to be my
feet. You've seen Step Brothers, right?
No.
No.
I'm not. No, no.
Freddy.
When I was like in high school, it was just like sports and then church.
That's a good one.
I didn't really have. Yeah, I didn't really have.
That's a good one.
You know, in school, of course. So like.
Yeah. In your Facebook post.
That was like at the end of high school. That was college.
College?
Dang. That was college.
Do you get a little cringe when you reread them?
Yeah.
I love it. I think it's hilarious when you send those to us.
That's too funny.
Damn, I feel so dumb. It's like, well, my Facebook doesn't exist anymore.
I have mine. I just never look at it or use it.
No.
Yeah. I go on the Facebook Marketplace.
I do too.
Yeah.
I do that for the Shore Roll group. No problem. But I haven't bought anything on there.
I know you always tell me to go on there, but...
You have to get invited in, so...
Yeah.
You can
just look at some A2s for me.
Some A2s?
Yeah, look at some A2s.
A2 Husky?
No.
A2 Thick?
I just wear A2.
A1 thick.
No. A1. I used to wear A1 L, but I've gained weight again.
It's okay. It's bulking season.
I got a pogo stick. That's the last thing I bought.
A pogo stick?
For the little one.
Oh, okay.
He said, Dad, can I get a pogo stick?
How cute.
It was like $20.
That's nice. Does he use it?
Yeah, yeah. I make him use it. Like, hey, you bought it. You got to learn.
It was only $20?
Yeah, it's $20. It's little kid one.
Have you seen the videos of like people doing like tricks on him?
That's what he wants to do. That's where he gets
oh,
it.
Oh, God, no.
He's a Nathan. It's the middle one. He's the daredevil. He likes doing like stunts like that. Like,
oh, well, I've seen. Back, have you seen that video of that guy doing the crazy razor scooter ones?
Who?
Some kid.
Oh, kid?
Yeah. No, he's say, probably like Olive, 16, 17.
Olive Tree?
No, he's funny. Oliver Tree?
Oliver Tree.
Yeah, that guy's funny. No, it's just some kid. It's like some blonde-haired kid with like flared pants. And he's just like doing great. Dude.
That sounds like Oliver Tree.
No, it does. I get it. But he's like a blonde kid.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, dude, he does like these crazy ass tricks. Like things you would never think of. And it's just like, damn, this is crazy.
On a scooter?
On a scooter, yeah.
Wow.
Like he's doing like flips and like flicking it in crazy ways and stuff like that.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. Like almost like if it was a skateboard.
Oliver Tree's actually legit on a scooter.
Oh, is he?
He's actually legit.
I don't know who that is either.
He's life goes on and on and on and on.
He actually makes good music.
You guys are going to have to
Yeah,
that
does,
to me.
Yeah. You never heard of him? He has like a bowl cut and like a
It's like a bowl persona. Cut with like long hair. Well, he had long hair, right? For a while.
That was he just has different personas. But like his main one is like a bowl cut, like old what are they called? Windbreakers, like purple and
almost green. Like a ski suit.
Okay.
And what did he like flared pants?
Yeah, no, he's wearing like the JNCO jeans.
Yeah, JNCO jeans. Like, yeah. And he just like drives the scooter.
I'll look him up.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll look it up after.
He has a good song.
Oh, yeah, he does actually. Yeah.
Oliver Tree.
Yeah.
No, I think there's like some thing with him and his music, right? Like somebody.
Oh yeah.
Like just reused a song, like a remix, and that's the one that blew up. And then because he's like, yeah, I made it a long time ago. I think it's that one, yeah. Okay. And I was like, kind of watching it. I was like, oh, what's going on here?
Ooh,
drama.
It was like the producer, like he gave it to some song and then they bought it or something like that. I don't know.
No, I don't think they bought it, but I think people are like trying to say that he stole the song from that guy. He's like, no, it's my song. He's my song. He's like, don't worry, the labels will take care of it. Yeah. He's like, there he is.
To the left. Who the fuck is that guy? I've never seen that dude before.
Yeah. That's his persona.
Yeah. No, hit the one with the purple jacket.
Is that his hair?
Hit the one with the purple jacket.
Yeah, the ones that
right. Oh
that,
my
that
God.
One right there, that one.
What?
But he's legit. He's actually legit on his scooter.
The music's actually pretty good, dude.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, for a second I thought that was a MySpace page.
He has a couple good songs.
Kind of looks like one, huh?
Right? Yeah.
Like what?
It kind of looked like a MySpace page for like a second there.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen this guy before.
Yeah, if you heard his songs, you might have heard him.
He's a musician then.
He's not a musician.
Like but he also like an influencer bit, right?
type of dude.
Yeah, he's a good troll.
Yeah, okay. But he actually makes good music.
Huh.
Yeah.
The more you know,
I could vouch.
He was one of the first ones that was wearing those big ass jeans, right?
Yeah, she was. Yeah.
Because I remember I was
before
like,
Kendrick Lamar.
Oh my God, I laughed so hard when he came out in his blue jeans. Out, I was like, dude, we're bringing him back.
That's funny. Actually, I haven't seen him in real life. I haven't seen anybody wearing him in real life.
Like the flared pants.
The flared pants.
I've seen. Women
that was my
not guys,
high school and middle school, and then skinny jeans came out. I haven't worn flared jeans in.
Yeah, like getting older, my jeans started getting tighter and tighter. And then once I graduated, they went back to normal.
I wear slims.
Yeah, I wear slims.
I have like little legs though. I have small legs.
I have normal legs, I guess.
I don't know. I guess.
I think once I went to Hollister because there's like a sale on jeans, and I was like, "Well, I need some pants." And I went in there, and I think my calf didn't fit through the thigh part. And I was like, who the fuck fits in these? Like
stick figures. Their skinny jeans are made for like double zero people.
I could fit in a double zero or a zero when I was in high school,
dude.
Because I remember I tried on some girls' pants because you're just trying to see like how small I was. And when I like graduated high school, like I could fit in
that's crazy their
size zero pants.
There's like companies now that like don't make big size.
Oh, really?
Purposely, like, don't.
Dude, have you ever seen?
Really?
I'm sorry. Right now that you said this, have you ever seen? Like, I think I don't know if it's in the Philippines or Thailand. The stores for like big women. It's called like Piggy Beauty.
I wasn't sure if that was real or not.
No, dude, they don't care.
That's funny.
That's so funny. Yeah, some of them are like big girl fashion. Like literally, like it's just things like calling them fat. It's kind of funny, dude.
Yeah, I don't know who it is. Well, this is like Lululemon. I think they don't make like 2X.
I walked in purposely. There yesterday because I grabbed a coffee before I went to go train. And I'm like, I'm going to walk in Lululemon. I don't like it. Like, I have some stuff from them that I got for, like, gift cards. I'm like, whatever. The quality's good. But they sell weird shit. Now they're making women's purses. I'm like, why are you making women's purses? I'm
trying to get
your athleisure, you know? Make me another fanny pack or a little backpack. But
that's literally a purse.
Their shit's so expensive, dude. It's a different type of purse. It's more athletic.
I've seen the video of that girl who goes to the thrift shops and she finds old Lululemon and goes to trade it in because they give you credit. So she'll buy the pieces for like $2-3 and then they give her like $15-20 for each one. So then she gets like a new pair of leggings by going to the
store. Their leggings are like $120-130. They're expensive. Man. Super pricey.
It's too much.
What are you going to do?
It's too much. I wouldn't pay that much for leggings.
I didn't. I had a gift card.
I think I pay like $30 for pants.
I only get pants from Old Navy.
Oh, okay.
Because they have like the stretchy material. Even these.
You know what's crazy? I think like I own like maybe one or two pairs of jeans.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like a black one and a blue one, and that's it.
I have these.
So many.
For work, I have a ton of them.
Jeans or pants?
No, they're work pants. Khakis, I guess.
Yeah, I literally have these and some boot ones. Boot cut ones.
So you don't get disrespected? Or you know how like people make fun of the people where like they can see the boot outline?
And that's disrespectful? That's not disrespectful. It's funny.
They'll make fun of people.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I was watching last time? It's this guy that goes to the, I guess, Hattie Bells, like the Mexican bull things, and then they dance. Mm-hmm. So he was going around and just like asking like people like, oh, how much is your fit? And some of these dudes are like rocking like $60,000-$70,000 worth of like jewelry.
Jesus.
Like just like these random dudes. And I'm just like, damn, I didn't know it was like they went this hard. Like some dudes are like, yeah, that's my Rolex. Or
and then they get like, jumped in the parking lot.
Yeah, maybe, you know, in their truck. But yeah, no, he was just like, yeah, you go around and that's what he does. Like that's his whole content. I got stuck there for like an hour. I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah, just watching. I didn't follow the guy, but I was like just there watching it for like an hour. I was like, damn.
That's how they get you.
Yeah.
The social media rabbit hole. I can't see myself
wearing any of that.
You what? What?
I said, I don't see myself wearing anything like that. It was just interesting.
I can totally picture you with like a button down shirt with like a solid gold chain or like some diamonds.
I would do that.
I can see both of you guys doing that with like a cigar.
I have
in your
a
hand.
Fit like that. I have like a one. What is it? It's like a bumblebee. Who's the bumblebee?
Bumblebee?
Like the brand?
Oh, I don't
like
know.
Like a bee?
A bee.
I don't know. It's a fake knockoff.
It's okay.
It's a fake knockoff. Nice. It's like black and then it's like a bumblebee and it's like gold, like literally shimmery gold.
Yeah.
And then I wore like my boot cut pants we were talking about, my boots with a chain.
You know, there you go.
A little open.
Cosplaying.
Show my chest hair.
Ooh.
It's like, yeah, randomly wear that.
No, I can't. I when I've tried on those boots, I walk weird. Because I don't know how to, because I'm not used to the heel.
Yeah.
I walk really weird.
Huh.
Because once as a joke, I put on my uncle's. And I was stepping weird, and my mom and my dad were like kind of laughing because like I don't know, I think he had just got them, and I was like, I'm gonna fuck.
It's
this
like a 2-inch heel, right?
Yeah, that's pretty thick. Yeah.
Is it? Oh yeah, it felt weird, dude. It felt like I was gonna fall forward.
You had high heels.
Huh? It's because your feet were a little arched up.
Yeah,
you're probably not used to that
at
all.
Actually, these aren't too bad. Yeah, usually the boots that I buy they're like flat or more flatter, I guess.
Oh okay, yeah, the work boots.
Yeah.
My dog literally the first week I got him chewed them up.
No.
So they're hella chewed, yeah. So every time I got up at a party or if I'm wearing them, I like show him off. Look what my dog did.
Aww.
Yeah. No, he just wanted to.
He was a baby.
He wanted you to remember him whenever you go out. So you know you always come home.
Yeah, it's funny.
When my dog had passed, when he first came, I think like it was like the first week, he like tore up a pair of Jordans.
Damn.
And I was like, fuck. I was pissed, dude.
Damn.
I was pissed. I was like, you motherfucker. But it was also my fault for leaving him on the floor in the living room where he can honestly get to them. Because I have this like habit of just coming home and like taking off my shoes in the living room and just like going to do whatever
I need
to do.
It's just one of the best feelings when you get home.
Yeah. Well, now we got like this ottoman that like you can open and like throw them in there and then it closes. So,
that's
like,
nice.
Dogs don't eat the shit. But.
Dang.
You don't have dogs, huh, Sharon?
No. I've always wanted one. I'm just never home.
Oh, that makes sense.
To, like, actually give it attention and take care of it.
That would make sense, yeah.
I have kitties, though.
Cats. Yeah, they're usually self-reliant, huh?
Yeah. They want their love always in the morning because I'm up early. Mm. I feed them, play with them for, like, 10 minutes.
Do you have any fat cats?
I do. My little Ginger. He's so cute. He's so fat and chunky.
I want a
he's
fat 20 cat.
Fucking pounds, dude. He's so cute. He's thick. And then he walks and he sees a little belly just hanging.
Dragging on the floor?
He's not there yet, but it just kind of sways. Garfield? He's so cute.
What color is he?
He's orange and white.
When she said ginger, Garfield. I'm assuming. Ginger
I figured that out. So,
yeah. Orange and white. Big old green eyes. He cute.
Garfield.
Yeah. Little Garfield cat. Little Garfield. I'm a cat lady.
We know.
You'd like one. I feel like you would deep down.
Maybe. I like dogs a lot, though. I think she's just great.
Yeah.
I always call my friends. I'm like, he's my friend.
Yeah.
That's what I always say to dogs.
Like your little buddy.
Or he's my pal.
You have a cat, too, but you don't really...
It's independent.
Is it in here? Like it, it's in here.
She got me the last time.
Scratch you?
No, shit, I didn't know she
look
was
at my
in...
sofa.
I see.
Yeah, I'm freaking...
I hate
cat.
It. You can have so many like little light. Scratching posts, but they go to the furniture.
Yeah,
I don't
my furniture's all tore up.
Shit, I might have a raccoon in my house right now.
Is that what's going on, you think?
I think it's an animal.
Oh, that
yeah.
sucks.
Yeah, because when I didn't even, like... Good thing is, like, because it's been raining. Like, it's not going to rain right now. But I was like, fuck, if this would have happened when it was raining,
oh,
then like,
it would have flooded.
It would have fucked up the house because it's a giant hole.
Yeah.
And then I got home today from work and then my neighbor's like walking and he's like, hey, or he came out, I think when I pulled up, he's like, hey, I was chilling on the couch and I just looked outside and I noticed there's a giant hole in like your, he's like, there's a hole in like your house. And I'm like, what? And I look and he's like, I was like, oh shit. And then you can see like something pulled. Like, as you can see, the little
yeah,
the pieces
the,
on
it's the raccoon you've always wanted.
Yeah, I know. Fuck. Oh, but they don't have rabies. But yeah, I was like, shit, like, this is bad. But I was like, yeah, the company will take care of it. They'll do it.
Yeah, that's their problem.
Yeah, I didn't do it. I didn't go up there and rip it off. So yeah. See, we'll see what happens.
Have you ever had to deal with them? Have you ever had to deal with them?
Raccoons?
No, the like your management company.
Just like fucking repairs. It's nothing crazy. Like, you just hit them up and like they come
no,
by.
That makes sense.
I think once the AC, we were having issues with the AC, and they, this is like, probably like the first week of like summer, a couple years ago. They came out quick though; they're pretty fast.
That's good.
It was even a weekend. I think it was a Saturday, and they came.
Wow.
So I was like, "Fuck yeah!"
Property manager where I live just does not give a fuck anymore.
Nice.
Yeah, we had like our little screen door was fucking broken for almost a month. It wouldn't close. Came by, saw it. He's like, "Oh, that needs to get fixed," and then left.
You just collect the payment.
Stayed broken again for like another month and a half, and then finally just kept complaining.
Dude, you know what would tie if he would like went inside their house and like drank out of their milk carton and then like took one of her cats and just left.
Not my little kitties. Rude. No, I'm kidding. Some people just don't care, and it blows my mind. I'm like, that's your property investment. If you see that something's broken,
is this you live in an apartment or in a house?
House.
Oh.
Yeah.
You said it's a screen door.
Uh-huh. For the main entrance, it was broken for like a few months. It wouldn't close. So, with the weather like getting nice and you want your door open and
right.
you have pets that might run out. So, finally got fixed, but took a while. You didn't care. And I was surprised. I'm like, this is, you know, it's your property. Wouldn't you kind of want to fix it up a little bit? But
I think if it's not like a
emergency.
Yeah. They don't, it gets pushed to the back burner. Like if it's like like someone broke down your door, then yeah, they'll come out pretty quickly.
Right.
Like someone broke a window. They're just like,
no, he did see it. He went for something else. I don't know what the hell it was for. He's like, ah. Then
I don't think I've ever met met the person that owns the house. I've always just gone through the company.
That's cool.
Smart.
Eventually, I want to rent out this house.
That's like what my brother wants to do.
Never sell it. I got a nice APR on it, so probably never sell it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't see.
But when I do,
it could be your retirement when you're older too. You know.
Yeah. And when I'm older,
can you be a slumlord? That'd be tight.
What would that be like? Be dick.
Yeah, it's just you know.
Freddie can't do that. Yeah, he's way nice. Too nice. Yeah. He smiles when he like chokes people, you know.
And I was like 20 minutes
into no, that's because he's a sadist.
Dude, I was 20 minutes into the role, and then Marty walks by and he's like, "You're still smiling." Like
I feel like I blocked out the last like 3 minutes. I'm like, oh my god. I got lucky. I had a bunch of white belts though that just wanted to come. I'm like, that's fine.
Yeah, luckily in like my last couple ones before Fabian wore like pretty white belt.
Dude, there was one point where I was looking at you and all the big boys like back to back just sitting on you. I'm like, yeah.
I think everyone wanted
to
like some sort of like they had like some vendetta.
They were taking advantage of you being tired.
Corey like looked at my sternum, like literally physically looked and like, okay, he's like, I'm gonna place my knee there, and he put his knee right in my sternum and I go,
you made a sound.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, because he literally put it right in my sternum.
He's,
like, you know, you put knee on
big,
belly.
He's
yeah.
big, dude. He's big right now.
Usually, like, you just do knee on belly. No, this will, like, decided to purposely go up higher.
I think I blacked out when he went with me the last 3 minutes. I got submitted like 20 fucking times. I'm like, are you trying to break your world record? Stop. I get it.
Damn. You're good. How long did you guys do? 25?
25 minutes.
Yeah, cheers to that. The blue belt did 15 and the purple did 20. Right? Because
purple's at 20.
Yeah.
Gunner. He was like, can I do this in Nogi? I'm like, no, bitch. You got to do it in Nogi.
So be like Nogi, us. Dude.
Yeah.
He's been doing really well.
He has been.
He's got youth and energy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was in another class.
So much.
Oh, it was that same day that when you guys all got promoted. I think he's like getting ready for Nogi. And I was like, you're doing another fucking class? I was like, dude, it must be nice being 18.
Dude.
He's 19, no? Like 19.
He's 19. I finally asked him. I feel like you've been 18 for like 2 years. He's like, I'm 19. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Still savage, though. Yeah, he's 19. Good.
He's really good. He's really, you see him like breaking everything down pretty well. Like,
that's what happens when you coach.
Is that what it is?
I felt like when I coached, I was better coaching at learning stuff. It helps because you have to break it down and teach it to someone else.
Yeah.
I worked with a kid.
It's different. It's weird.
I've learned a lot coaching.
Mm-hmm. And I shut up late 2 days ago.
Who did?
I did. I shut up late yesterday too. But I was drilling with that kid.
Oh,
yeah. He's only been doing it for like a couple weeks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like a month. Huh?
Who?
He's a kid. I think he's only like 14 or something.
Oh, okay.
He's young. But we're like, we were doing something like this. We started drilling, and then I realized that he's like green, like, or like new. And I'm just like, I was like, how long have you been doing? He's like, oh, just like a month. And I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, so I was trying to show him. He didn't know what shrimping meant. And then I was like, I showed him, and he's like, oh, I know how to do that. I was like, okay, nice. We're going to go from there. Because we were just doing the full mountain escape. And then, I think I did two, and then I'm like, you know what? I was like, I just want you to do this the rest of the drilling time. I was like, because I know how to do this. I was like, and you don't. So I was like, I keep guiding you through it. And then I was helping him with his pressure. And then we started rounds, and I was like, do you want to do a round, or do you want to drill something? He's like, can you teach me an arm bar? And I was just like teaching him the basic, like dragging him up. But I was like, fuck, this is hard. Like, not that it's only one. I can only imagine like teaching like 50.
I taught kids, man. That shit was rough.
Well, technically, he's a kid.
That's tough, yeah.
That one was tough. Because their attention span doesn't last that long.
Still, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
I help when like my kids are... I couldn't because Mateo wasn't doing it, so I had to like sit out and then let my two older ones. But now Mateo's doing it. So
cute.
Does he like it?
They're so cute, all of them.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. He's wearing his D pants when I got there.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's the morning class? Because I know you coach morning class.
Morning class is good. It's going good. You know, average is like 6 to 8 people a class.
That's really good for a class that starts at 5:30.
If I didn't work, if I started work at 8, I'd go. But yeah, I started at 6:30.
It's been going good. Thank
God. I'm on the road at 6:30 going to work.
Yeah, that's a nice
I'm there drive, in spirit.
Dude, when I was driving a Corcoran today, and I'm on the 43, and I look to the left, and you can just see the mountains, and it's just so like a green field.
Right now.
And I just start thinking, I was like, damn, this motherfucker looks like a screen. Corcoran? South. So,
Before Pass Paso Hanford. Robles, no?
Pass Hanford.
Pass Hanford?
Yeah.
Out in the boonies, all the way out there. Farm country.
Yeah, just keep going. You pass Hanford, it's probably like another 15, 20 minutes, I think.
What's your radius? Because that's kind of far, no?
Somebody went to Bakersfield today.
Jesus, that's
funny. And then I've gone to Modesto covering somebody's route. Atwater, yeah.
Actually, no, it's probably the same commute if I were to go from my house to Bakersfield. But my commute to work's just pretty. Once you hit Madera, it's all green.
Yeah,
mountains.
Yeah. So
it doesn't feel too bad.
I almost visited Sharon at work. but yeah, like the drive up there, and then we go to. I've gone to Pine Flat a few times.
Oh, how pretty!
Yeah, because we service some accounts up there, and they're only pre-calls though. Like, so they'll call us if they need like pallets of stuff. And I think like one of their power plants like got hit with like a mudslide or something, and like pretty much knocked it all into like pretty much destroyed everything. So we go up there and just like, since they're rebuilding, they don't have any like running water or anything. So we just leave them like case waters, like pallets of them. Mm-hmm. But man, my first time going over there, you guys know what a Sprinter van is?
Mm-hmm.
No. So those things, it's kind of like, you see those Mercedes vans? They're like really tall.
Like, okay,
So they're called Sprinter vans. I was driving it and this is my first time like as I switch positions at work. I was driving it and nobody told me that if it feels like it's too heavy, it'll turn off the turbo on the car, and the thing is, like, it's a small engine, and the turbo, like, makes up for the rest of it. So once it was getting to, like, 39 miles an hour, it would just go up, like, a mile an hour every minute. Whoa, or, like, every, what? Like, 30 seconds. So I'm on the highway, and then, if you ever been a Pine Flat?
No.
So you pretty much take...
It feels like I have.
You pass Sanger, and you take a left on San Pedro Road, and then that takes you to another road called, like, Spring something. But you ride that for, like, an hour, and you're just going up and then down. But it was going so slow. Like, I think I was probably going, like, maybe, like, 18 miles an hour because it shut off the turbo because the car thinks there's an issue with it because it feels heavy. And I was, like, and nobody told me. I thought there was something wrong with the car. And I, like, as I was going up there, and you lose service the second you turn onto that road. Like, there's no service from there until you come back.
Oh, God.
So I couldn't call and be like, hey, there's something wrong, because I'm already an hour deep into the drive. I was scared as hell. I was like, fuck. I was like, I'm so screwed today. But luckily I got back and they're like, oh yeah, we forgot to tell you that happens.
Thanks.
And I'm like,
for the
thanks, man. I was freaking out the whole fucking time that something was gonna happen while I was up there. Because then sucks. I can't make a call either. Like, your phone doesn't connect to nothing. There's nothing up there.
You need Starlink.
Yeah, it's scary. Starlink's the way to go,
that fucking guy.
I don't know why everybody's shitting on Elon. I like Elon.
I think it's cool. The only thing I think is kind of funny is, like, he keeps saying he's canceling these contracts. He's like, I saved you $9 million. But the thing is, like, on a lot of contracts...
I'll take their Doge stimulus check when it comes up.
Yeah, that's, sure, everyone will. But what I'm saying is, like, he's like, yeah, we saved you guys $9 million, but seven of it's already been paid out, and they're obligated to still pay, like, another million. So maybe he saved, like, a million. But he just keeps saying, like, oh, I saved nine, or I saved 30, but it really, they've already paid out, like,
politics.
A lot of it. So
politicians will lie to your fucking face,
yeah,
dude.
And then he's like, yeah, I don't want people to, I want to stop this unelected bureaucracy, and he's doing the same thing. He was elected. So that's why, like, I'm like, you're doing the same thing, dude. But... He does do.
He got those astronauts down, or those guys stuck in space.
See, the now NASA, I will say, like, NASA things like that. That's cool, you know. But
do you guys see the video?
I saw the video. Yeah,
it looks like fake.
It looked weird, right?
Yeah, it looked fake. I watched it. And I was like, it looks fake.
But then you see them like bringing them out, and they can't move.
Oh yeah, because the atrophy.
Yeah,
yeah.
But the video, there's like dolphins coming out. It looks fake, dude.
Well, somebody could have added that.
Maybe. No, like they're like during the live feed.
Like, yeah, I saw it at work. One of my IT guys was like, come
Bezos
over here, come
make
on.
Like a ship too at one point?
Who?
Jeff Bezos, the Amazon guy?
Probably, I don't know.
I remember he went up.
I seen a truck. It said we bought the Cybertruck.
Oh, okay.
I bought this truck before I knew Elon Musk was crazy. Mm-hmm. I was like, he's always been crazy.
He's always been crazy.
Weird. He's always been crazy.
Did you see the thing about him?
Weird when it comes to politics.
Oh, did you see him lying about Diablo?
Yeah.
That's
a video game. Diablo 3 or whatever it is.
Yeah, he said he's like one of the top players in Diablo in the world. And I guess he went to live stream with some guys, and they're like, a Diablo player would have known, like, cuz they're saying like certain things. He's like, they would have known. But it turns out, I guess he like pays someone to like farm for him, and then he just plays whenever he wants to.
Yeah, so they paid for someone to pay his, I don't know if she knows those terms, gaming terms. Yeah. He paid someone to play in the account to bring it up, to boost it up. Yeah. So.
And then he plays when he feels like it.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of,
That's why I was saying he was like the top player.
Technically, guess, right?
I don't know. Do you guys know about this? Have you guys seen Kanye West's chain?
Chain?
No, is it a Nazi or something?
It's a swastika.
It's a swastika.
Dude,
he's so fucking weird.
Put your mic,
sorry.
I just know that his Super Bowl ad led people to his website, and it was just a t-shirt with the swastika on it.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm like, dude, you're so fucking weird.
That guy's like a world-class troll.
He is.
Yeah. You know, I think he believes some of it, dude.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, he had his like Sunday service.
It'd probably be like one of the first photos. There it is. It should be that one. Oh, no. I guess they're not showing it.
Yeah, it's probably censored.
Oh, there it is.
I'm blind, dude.
Can you make that bigger?
He's so fucking
weird. It's iced out, dude.
That's crazy. That's like one of those, like, dude, come on.
Yeah.
You should know a little better. Like,
I think he actually believes it, though.
I'm sure he does a little bit.
I forgot who said, like...
Like, you can't make that cool. That's just one of those things. You just... I don't know, man.
Did you ever see that? Somebody, a comedian, I think, said, like, can you imagine, like, Hitler's like, oh yeah, somebody, I have a huge fan in the future, and it's like a black dude. So he gets upset.
Have you guys seen the freaking AI videos of like they turn it into English?
Like, oh yeah, voice, yeah, yeah.
They turn Hitler's voice English.
Like, yeah, no.
It's crazy.
Oh no.
Yeah, and you can see why, like,
they followed him somewhere.
Yeah, you can see why.
Oh yeah, he was a great public speaker.
What is that? Like, I told him to surrender five. I wanted to surrender five times or something like
that. Can you imagine what it's like back then? You don't really have any media sources, nothing really. So you're believing the leader, and you're whatever.
There's
you
that
say.
Photo of him in San Francisco, and they have all the flags in the background. Have you seen that?
Yeah,
one?
Yeah. Before it was like a thing.
Yeah, before he like started
killing.
Yeah, Jesus. Killing people.
Yes.
Jesus. Invading Poland. Yeah, didn't they release the JFK files?
They're in the process of releasing it.
I don't know much about it.
I don't know either. I just saw that. I was like, that's pretty cool. Someone's going to dive through it. But it was like, 16,000 pages of like...
They said it was the CIA that like organized it. That's what I've heard.
They've been trying to solve that since it happened. There's so many different documentaries out there. So many different theories.
Yeah.
You know that was a government-led project.
Yeah.
You just know.
Yeah, see, I hate falling into like... rabbit holes.
Like, is there like one conspiracy you kind of believe?
That's because they turned the frogs gay.
You think so?
They actually did.
What? They turned frogs gay?
Alex Jones. <he's>
like, say less. I believe it already.
Because there's some dude. Yeah, they do like.
Yeah, no, they're like
hermaphrodite.
Of course, yeah, yeah. And they're like, yeah, yeah. Huh. They something in the water was making the frogs turn. Change sexes.
Oh, fuck.
Interesting.
No, they're just playing this podcast over the water real loud.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, there's some stuff that's real.
She's dying. Sorry.
It turned to frogs gay. Yeah. It just is a delivery method.
Yeah.
Do you believe the whole Sandy Hook thing.
I'm sure there are some. I was more into it more when I used to smoke a lot, but I don't really follow them that much anymore. Like, there was one where this one was fucked up. A lot of people were saying the Kobe helicopter crash was to distract people from COVID pandemic. I'm like, no, dude, there's no fucking way.
Yeah.
They wouldn't murder like four innocent people. Yeah. When then the pandemic hit hardcore like a month later, you know? But I don't believe that one. That one's probably one of the craziest ones I heard that I couldn't believe.
There's a JFK one where they say that they think the Secret Service is the one that accidentally... It was an accident. And since it was a new... It was like a new... I guess like a new department in its infancy, they didn't want to take the blame because then they'd shut the whole thing down.
So that's why they try to,
yeah, like it was an accident, like because the guy in the front seat had a firearm and he was like kind of facing him, because his head goes back. That's the only one that I'm like, yeah, that's believable.
We'll find out when somebody goes through those 16,000
pages. I went to the site where he got murdered. Did you stood on the X?
Huh?
Yeah.
Stood on the X?
I didn't know it was in Dallas. I like never knew that it was in Dallas.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, my friend's like, oh, you want to go? I was like, it happened here? And I was like, yeah. And
what do you
like,
think it happened?
I don't know. I never thought about it. And I was like, oh, okay. And then like I watched like videos and like, I could see, okay, that's where it was. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So like, it's this building. I was like, oh, shoot.
Yeah, those Secret Service guys don't really get paid that much. Like, really? with the Trump assassination attempt, they saw somebody on the roof.
Yeah.
For like a half an hour, nobody did anything. That's crazy. It's like, that's your job. That's the whole purpose of you being there.
Well, I think they were also telling them to hold off. I think it was one of the things.
Yes. Yeah. They were saying, hold on.
Yeah. They were telling them to like hold off.
That's weird though, no? Because like your whole purpose is to protect this one person at a public event outside.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know. It's just.
You see the videos where like.
Cycles out, man. It's nuts.
They wear the fake hands.
Oh yeah, yeah, like they do that. Yeah, that's always been like that. That's always been a thing.
Uh-uh.
Like your Secret Services.
So you don't actually see like if they pull their weapon or something.
So, like, their hands are in their. They're wearing like they have like a coat on. Yeah, and then they have like a firearm right there.
Yeah.
Well, that's tight. I think it was in Asia. Someone tried to attack like a president or something, and the dude pulled out the briefcase gun.
Ooh,
or it's a briefcase cool. And he's like firing with it. I was like, that's pretty tight.
That's because the trigger's right here.
But he's like, dude, he was going ham with it.
That's crazy. Yeah.
He's waiting for his time to shine.
And then I just started thinking, like, that wasn't a video game when I was a kid. And the laptop gun.
How much do Secret Services get paid? Or
I heard it wasn't a lot. Like, less than, like, maybe 60, 70K. Like, if they're salaried, it's not a lot. You would think. I mean, I could be wrong. Don't quote me. It's from what I've heard from other people. But I don't know if you're risking your life to pretty much secure the
former
president, you would think it'd be a little bit higher.
I have a feeling that like they pay for like their housing and all that stuff because you got to be with them at all
times.
You would assume. I would assume, I guess. Yeah.
Like your food's always paid for.
Oh, look at the hands. Oh my God. They're not even the same size.
And they'll walk around like that. Creepy.
Yeah.
That's funny.
There's one where I think Jeff Bezos is walking around and you can see his security guard just has like a fake arm just like hanging. But you can tell there's another arm under and he's like under just the coat. He's gripping his piece.
Jeez. I mean, I guess for like the common person, if you wouldn't realize, like you're not paying attention, like are those real hands?
Yeah, you're not looking at the person's hands. Yeah.
Interesting. Oh, I can't read that.
Yeah, unless you're, especially when there's a bunch of people, you're not going to be looking at someone's hands.
Mm-mm. Well, with the president's right there, like walking, you're not going to look at the.
You're just going to be in awe, like, oh, yeah, exactly. That's the president.
I want a picture.
Yeah, like in that moment, I wouldn't know what to do. I would just like keep my hands where everybody could see.
And he came here, didn't he? Yeah, yeah.
Fresno?
Yeah, not this last one, but the other one, he came.
I don't know, I didn't hear.
Yeah, there's like a whole protest, I remember.
Trump did?
Yeah, he came to Fresno once.
I don't remember.
And then he was also here. Yeah, because he came and he did one convention here. It was downtown. And then he was also here like years before when he was trying to start that golf course.
Oh, that would have been nice.
Yeah, running horse.
That would have been cool if they did it here.
Yeah, they
a
tried.
Of course, they want to do a golf course.
Yeah, they were trying probably about like 15 years ago, but they just couldn't get it. They just couldn't get it running. Mm-hmm. And also, that was right when that recession happened in like 2008 when the housing crashed. It was around that time. But yeah, he was trying to get it going, but they weren't getting traction. Mm. I don't know if you noticed that he was doing a lot of rallies. He's doing a lot of rallies outside because apparently he didn't pay the venues last time, so they didn't want to host him
again.
Like you sift them. Damn. Apparently that was like the reason why he was doing a bunch of them outside.
I mean, I know he paid off a bunch of Kamala Harris's stuff because they were in the hole like millions of dollars, and he paid off their debt once he got in the office.
What do you mean?
For her campaign.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And they paid Beyonce like a shit ton of money, like millions, and she only spoke for like 10 minutes.
With her shitty country album.
She's stupid. She's like, I'm not here as a politician. I was like, bitch, you're not a politician. You're an artist. There's a difference.
That's actually a conspiracy theory that I always hear about, that she's just all hopped up on drugs.
Beyonce?
Have you heard that one? Yeah.
I haven't heard that one.
Yeah. There's this one that they say that Jay-Z just has her like all fucked up on drugs all the time.
I'm pretty sure she put that dude in his fucking place. He hasn't been performing or nothing since he cheated on her. I'm pretty sure they offed
since
his
he got
baby
beat up
mama.
In the elevator. Oh, well, he doesn't really need to do anything because he runs like Def Jam.
Yeah, but he hasn't toured or done nothing, and she's been touring nonstop.
He's probably like a billionaire, no?
Yeah,
he's combined they already.
Yeah, combined for sure. They're billionaire.
He sold Tidal.
Tidal sucked.
Yeah, but he sold it because they had catalogs that the streaming companies wanted.
Yeah.
And then he sold Tidal. He's like president of Def Jam.
Probably.
And he's on the board for like the Grammys. He gets a ton of money. He doesn't need to. You don't need to make music.
They both don't need to.
Yeah.
They just do it though.
Yeah, because 50 Cent said he makes way more money behind the scenes than he does in front of a mic.
Yeah. So. I'd rather be that way. I would hate to be famous. I just want to be rich. Successful. I don't want the fucking
fame. Like a secret rich person?
Yeah, why not?
That'd be tight.
The what?
Like a secret rich person, no one knows how wealthy you really are.
There's a lot of people that are wealthy that you don't know.
Yeah. That's
especially
true.
Here too, all the farmers and everybody that works in ag and certain fields.
Yeah, I saw a house for sale here in Fresno with an indoor basketball court.
Ooh.
It's like $5 million the house.
Well, there's that book that tells you like the top like the 10 most expensive houses sold in like the Central Valley. I think the one last year was like $4.8 million or something like that.
Damn.
Yeah, and you feel like you would have heard about it, but
yeah, see, we don't know who these people are.
No, well, there's like football players and stuff that like live here, and like you don't even Oakhurst, dude. Like that place, all those homes are super expensive.
Yeah, they are,
and they're small.
Oakhurst is expensive
for certain areas, yeah, because it's vacation homes. People buy them out, rent them out for Airbnb,
yeah,
especially up by Bass Lake, too.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Those areas,
yeah, it's there's expensive. Like, what's that? Quail Lake. You know what Quail Lake is?
No.
It's like it's a community here in Fresno, and it's just like you have to be accepted to buy the home there.
Is it off of Van Ness Extension? Or am I thinking of something else?
No, it's over there on like kind of close to Wild Waters.
up that way.
Yeah, oh, but like it's like gate. Yeah, you have to when you're you have, first of all you have to be able to afford the home, and there's like a lake in there in the community so where people park their boats, and then like
I seen it. Oh, I think.
It's like a Copper River.
Right? Almost, yeah, kind of, yeah. Except pretty. They have a lake.
That's really nice. Copper River. I think they do. They have like a little one. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, our producer's saying no.
Copper River doesn't?
No.
They have some water in there.
Yeah, but you can't put your boats in there, probably.
Probably
no, not. These dudes would have, like, I remember, because we used to do landscape construction, or I'd help out, and we would go do homes there, and, like, you, like, if you were trusted, like, if someone trusted you, next thing you know, you were doing, like, three or four other homes there, because they were like, oh, this guy's okay.
Word of mouth, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and, like, we'd go through the garages or whatever to get to the backyards, and you would see just, like, I think there was, like, this dude had, like, two Shelby Mustangs, or, like, the old ones, the AC Cobras. Those things are not cheap. He had, like, two of them in there. Some other dude had, like, some other expensive classic cars. They're just, like, all tucked away.
I just want fuck you money. Like, you can do whatever the fuck you want money. That's all I want.
What do these people do?
Whatever the fuck you want.
No, but dude, what do they do for work? How do they make
I don't
money?
Know. They got to be doctors
sometimes
or something.
Sometimes it's, like, generational wealth. Sometimes it's problem
with crypto to freaking explode.
I think one of the guys that we worked with,
need a consulting business is what you need.
I think he's
Freddy IT services, go contract people. You'd be surprised, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll talk later.
Yeah. And just to run it, I don't know. I don't know. I can't take risk right now because I have a family. That's the thing.
Mm, that's true. Side that's hustle.
That's the thing. Like, yeah, once you're like 30, it's kind of hard to take those risks, especially with a family.
Oh, with a family, yeah.
With a family. Yeah, you guys.
I was like, what are you trying to say? Risk. I'm still young.
Not offended at all.
Somebody told me they were having a kid, and I was like, you can't have a kid right now. I was like, we're so young.
What are you going to do with it? Like, what are you going to do with it? You're going to keep it?
They're like, bro, I'm married
for 5 years already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're 30.
Yeah, a couple people told me that they're having kids. I've heard three people I know that are like separate told me they're having kids. I was like, damn.
People we know?
One particular mutual?
One.
Has it been announced?
Huh?
Has it been announced?
No.
They didn't post or anything. Will they tell you in class or something?
No. You guys know them, but they don't obviously know they're not in the gym. I'll tell you later. Yeah, I'm not gonna.
I'm like our mutual yeah. People are in there.
Yeah, but like a couple
this
other people.
Until like a month.
Huh?
No, I'm just kidding.
No, and then like a couple other people, and then like some family members also. Like I was like, damn, you guys are all. I was like, fuck, kids. Why would you do this to me?
Hey, I'd be a great auntie to your kid. That's all I'm saying.
I don't have kids. Yeah, I mean, Fred has
future,
kids.
Future.
Yeah, Fred has kids.
I bring his kids cookies. Kids, man. I don't want kids, why? Dude. I've known that since I was young.
Really?
I don't want them.
See, I thought you know what?
Good
dad and good mom.
My sister, like, since she was small, always said she never wanted kids. Yeah, like, even till this day. Yeah, she says she doesn't want kids.
So. I knew when I was, like, 18, 19. I don't know. I just didn't want
She was born that way.
This would be good parents.
Yeah. She's LGBTQ plus.
That says a lot because you mean CL. That means like we're good people.
Yeah, you guys.
Who would have thought?
The people that shouldn't be having kids are having kids, and the people that should have kids aren't having kids.
You know what's crazy? I think like in some, you know, there's some countries where they want people to have kids. I think it's Korea. They're not replacing the population. Like they're saying, like each couple's only having like one kid.
It's Japan too, no? Like Japan.
Japan too, but not as bad as Korea. Yeah,
there's like some that like are asking like even foreigners to come out and
yeah.
Wow.
Have a baby.
Yeah, they're called breeding visas, I think.
Yeah.
Breeding visas. Wow.
What's up?
Did you say breeding?
Yeah. Wow. There's little towns in Italy that will give you a house if you go and have.
I've heard of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Shireen's like, I'm moving to Italy.
Let's fucking go, dude. But pasta I think and croissants
it was,
every day.
I think it was Korea. They're saying that they're like only a couple generations away from them only being to, I think it was like 18% of the population they have now, because they're saying that married couples are only having one. Like that's the average.
China is having that issue, right? Because they had that whole one kid policy or whatever.
Is it?
Yeah. They did for a long, long time.
I think they have like a really old population.
Damn, you know the thing that's crazy about that is I believe because it was only one, families just wanted to have the boy.
Yeah.
So if they had a girl, they would give them to her an orphanage, like
that's
right away.
That's so sad. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's
poor woman would probably hit postpartum so hard too.
Damn.
That sucks.
Let's go pick up a couple. Make a soccer team.
Well, it's like nowadays you don't really see people that have more than like two or three.
Yeah.
Although I did go to high school with a girl who just had her
ninth.
Tenth. 10.
10?
She's at double digits? I'm like, listen, you've been popping them out since you were 15. Dang. Ain't you tired? None of your homies are telling you to, like...
Remember there's that lady who had, like, so many, and they said she's been, like, pregnant most of her, like...
She's been pregnant majority of her life at this point.
That's tough.
She's loving life, but I'm like, dude, 10? I feel bad, because then I think, like, how are you giving them a great...
It's a soccer team.
Upbringing, usually, you know?
I think when it gets to that point, like, they start raising each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
That's rough. Because I think the oldest has got to be, like, 18 at this point, 19.
Nice. There's a movie where they're like, who's watching these kids? And she goes, the big one, or the fat one's watching the little one. Oh. And then she goes into the store to get cigarettes. And then she comes back out and she starts cussing the dude out. But I was just thinking about that where you're like, the kids raise each other. But yeah, that's I've heard that before. Yeah,
usually it's like the oldest. Mm-hmm. Like when I was really little, my oldest sister watched me the entire time until she got married. And then I was on my own at six. No, I'm kidding.
I was in the you were on your own at six?
I was on my own. No, I'm kidding.
Shireen's all home alone. She's at the store, like, for the kids.
For the kids.
Buying the toys for herself.
Shit, it would be Hot Cheetos, man. I was a Hot Cheeto fiend when I was a kid. Yeah, I was so chubby.
That's funny.
Really?
I don't see you. That's all
I want to know. I want to see it.
I don't know if I have it. One of the, ironically enough, the one that had 10 babies tagged me in our eighth grade graduation photo like 3 days ago. Dude, I was dark as shit.
Go on your
chubby,
phone.
Chubby, like icy blue eyeshadow. Had no idea what we're doing. I need to find
that. Was like the 90s kids thing. You know, I can see that. Yeah.
That was 2000.
Early 2000s, yeah.
She was like 20 years ago. I'm like, thanks. Yeah, I feel old.
Early 2000s. Shireen was just shopping at Limited 2, or is that what it was called?
Charlotte Roots, baby.
There we go. That's the other one.
Charlotte Roots.
Yeah.
RIP Forever 21.
She's at Rave buying stuff.
I don't shop there anymore, but that was my 20s.
They're going out of business, right?
Forever yeah, 21. They're done. I heard at the
Hooters.
Fashion fair, what they're replacing the three-story area with is a Dick's. Like a super Dick's Sporting Goods.
Is
like
that there now? The Forever 21?
Yeah, the three-story area at Fashion Fair, because they're done. It's going to be transformed into like a Dick's Sporting Goods, I think, like a three-level.
That's cool. That's tight.
Oh, that'd be tight, yeah. Thing.
I think they might do like a workout area and stuff too.
Dude, have you seen that driving range, indoor driving range they made?
Oh, it's by, what is it, Trader Joe's?
Yeah, by the Heirloom. By Heirloom.
I've seen that.
Yeah. Dude, it looks sick.
I've seen that.
That looks like fun. We should try it one day.
Yeah, self-invited myself. I don't care.
No.
They have a cool driving range in Madera, outdoor one, like a golfing one.
There's the one right here on like Herndon or like in that area
by Children's.
Yeah, you get off that first exit and it loops.
Oh yeah,
right
there's
around.
One there. Yeah, there's one there too.
I've done that one.
Bought that.
Did they?
Yeah, they did. They bought the whole river.
Oh, they also named the baseball stadium's named after them too now, right? Oh no, the Fresno State. Fresno State's, I don't know if it's the football one or the baseball stadium.
For sure the football field is like Valley Children's.
Man, they got money, huh?
Yeah, for sure. So many sick donations and stuff, too.
Yeah, donations. I think that's why they won't go under.
No.
Because there was a point where like the hospitals were going under, like...
Madera?
Madera, yeah. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I wonder if these guys are going to go down out in the business, but they get too many donations.
Yeah, that's usually
I passed by there, the Madera one when it was closed, and I was like, man, this looks creepy.
Yeah.
There's no cars.
They're reopening.
They reopened. Yeah, I've seen cars.
The Madera one there?
The Madera, yeah.
That's good. That's crazy.
That's scary.
Take a little load off of the ED in Valley Children's.
I think most of my life I didn't realize that ambulances are like a private company.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're private contractors. So it's like American Ambulance is like its own company. They're like, they just work with the hospital, but
they must make so much money then.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because I think that dude that owns that is like loaded.
That is one thing I've learned from my job is to be a contractor. You make fucking bank, dude.
Is that what we're going to do?
Bank.
We should like contract for like podcasting or something.
Let's go.
Oh, I'm not even. We're not even.
Thick
I'm
Boy Productions.
Yeah, that's tight.
Let's
go. DVP, bro. DVP. That's tight.
That'd be fun.
Just sound engineer and a producer.
Yeah, we could do it.
Sure, you can bring coffee.
Cleanup crew. There you go. Coffee and donuts.
Oh, those cookies are delicious, dude.
Talking about ambulance, I freaking had to call 911 Sunday.
What?
What happened?
Yeah, there's an older man that lives here and takes. Walks. I never seen him, but my wife has.
No.
And I found him on the ground.
No. Fuck.
Yeah, dude, freaking, like, big old bump on the back of his head, bleeding.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, like, I wanted to sit him up, and then I saw it. And he's like, ah. And then, like, I guess his hip was, like, I don't know, his He fell straight back.
Dude,
he's that old. He was that old.
You know, poor guy. You know, right now you said the thing about him, but I didn't know that was like a, like, you know, you tell people, like, they would always tell old people, like, don't break a hip. I didn't realize that's like
an actual thing.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't realize it was an actual thing, like, meaning that, like, if they break their hips, there's the chances of them dying increases by, like, a lot.
I'm pretty sure he broke his hip, this guy. Fuck. And he's already older. Yeah. I like, turned the corner. Too? Yeah. He was seizing up. Like, God, he was like, damn. Yeah.
It's how's a good he doing thing now?
He couldn't hear.
How's he doing now?
I don't know. It happened Sunday. I haven't seen him.
He's probably still in the hospital. Like, yeah, I guess if he's older too.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he's still in the hospital. It was pretty bad.
Now I feel bad for anyone I've ever told that.
You don't know. That's the crazy part. Like, you don't really realize it until later on.
Yeah. But that puts me to think, like, when I'm older, I need to be able to bend my knees. Like, we need to, like.
I don't know what it is.
I started wearing my knee pads again.
I've been trying to do more like just cardio and incline. After like the first mile, my right knee instantly starts to swell. And if I try and run, it swells up and it's been like that for like 8-9 years.
It gets better. How long? Well, the running, how long have you been doing it?
I actually did almost 2 miles on the treadmill the other day and I wanted to keep going because I felt really good. But my knee was starting to ache so badly from training. So, like, I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, do as much as you can, but I don't recommend stopping.
Okay.
Because my knee was really bad when I first started jiu-jitsu. Like, really bad. Like, every time. And it took, like, three to 6 months to, like, stop.
I don't know what's
wrong
with mine.
It's going to take a... It has to get used to it.
Yeah, maybe.
It just has to get used to it. And eventually, will go away. Don't overpush yourself. You know, don't overpush yourself, but...
Yeah.
Eventually, that swelling will go away.
Yeah, I felt good. It was weird.
It just everything around it will like strengthen up.
That's what I'm trying to do. I just I'm so fucking tired, dude. That's the annoying part.
Yeah.
I drive 3 hours a day. I try and come train as much as I can, and then I get sick like every 5-6 weeks, and it's fucking frustrating.
Man, I live 5 minutes away, and sometimes I don't want to go.
That's nice. The default. It's like, you know, not doing anything is like
easy. I can't. I get antsy.
It's so easy, you know, just to sit back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then once you're like not doing something for like a couple days, it's easy to just like keep saying, I'll just go next week.
Yeah.
Which I have done before.
Yesterday was tough. I was watching food videos before training, getting so hungry. I was like, just go to the fucking gym. And I got there after like my first round. I'm like, I should have went home and ordered the burrito that I wanted after watching all of these damn videos. But now I'm here getting fucking toe-holded and manhandled. I'm like, fuck this shit, dude. And I went home and ate a fucking salad.
Oh, ew. I was like, pretzels.
I know.
No more pretzels?
It's Invisalign. That's why I don't snack on my pretzels late at night anymore.
Wait, say it again?
My Invisalign.
Oh.
Yeah, it prevents me from late night snacking, so.
I just got a deep, like the super deep cleaning. I've been like going to do it.
Ooh.
Fuck.
Does it hurt?
What, in the dentist?
Yeah. Like, it had been a while since I've gone. And... fuck,
it hurts, huh? Yeah. I did like a deep cleaning
they take their time on like your whole mouth. They have to numb your whole mouth.
You know what's been really good for my dental health? The keto diet.
Really?
Like a low carb diet, because I don't eat sugar.
I was gonna tell you right now,
so my teeth stay clean. I don't get the gunk buildup, like, you know, the, what is it, plaque?
The plaque.
I don't get plaque.
What blew my mind, because I had a teeth cleaning last week and I guess I had like some plaque buildup, and I said, dude, my oral health has been really good with my Invisalign. I floss constantly. I brush my teeth. And he's like, it's just too hard for you to reach back there. I'm like, well, and I got charged $200.
For what? What is this for?
For just a basic teeth cleaning.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I got my one for $45.
My insurance is trash, dude.
That was with the x-rays and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gingivitis. Like, I don't get gingivitis. You know, when you brush your teeth. I used to brush my teeth and
they use
bleed.
A laser in my mouth.
I don't get that no more.
That's good.
They use a laser in my gums after they did it to, like, I guess.
A laser?
Yeah, now they use a laser, to, like, kill all the bacteria from the open wound.
Did they have to do yours in, like multiple sessions?
Yeah,
like
that's why I haven't been going to Noki.
Yeah.
I have one more session Tuesday, and I'm done.
I had to do that a few years ago. It sucked. But you feel so clean afterwards.
Yeah, it feels weird. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, what the hell? But they told me I had really straight teeth, so that was nice.
I'm almost there.
Yeah, they were like, your teeth are really straight. There. They're like, except for, like, the bottom one, but other than that. Yeah, they're like, they're right in the middle and straight. They're like,
nice.
Do you have braces? I'm like, no. And I was like, my parents can afford those.
Aw, natty. That's all you got to say.
Oh, is that what it is?
I mean, no. I don't know.
I didn't get a mouth BBL.
It's fine.
Yeah, my teeth were throwing king signs in middle school.
I know they did tell me
braces?
I had
braces.
They did tell me I have to take off my, they said to do my wisdom teeth before I turn 35.
I don't want to pull out mine.
I know. I was going to ask you. That was my next question. If you guys had your wisdom teeth.
No, but they said to do it before 35 because you recover better than afterwards.
But I'm good right now.
My bottom one.
Well, I guess.
Went all the way down.
They'll keep coming out. And I guess I have one attached to something. They're like, it'll start crowding the rest of your teeth, like making them go out of place.
And my teeth are pretty out of place right now.
Yeah.
My bottom ones were causing my front teeth to crowd and like get really crooked. Mm-hmm. And they were saying mine were so impacted that they're borderline at the jawline that if they were to go down there, they would risk hitting my nerves. Tight. So they're like, you're good. But the top ones, when I'm done with my treatment, I'm supposed to get them taken out. And I really don't want to.
I was going
to
tell you, I'm going to try to go no carb next week.
No carbs?
See, yeah. It's going to be no hard, carb, dude.
Like carnivore? That's carnivore.
Almost carnivore. Well, I'm going to eat vegetables and fruits, but I'm not going to have like any. Keto. I'm going to try to limit my Atkins?
Like no carbs at all or just like low carbs?
Like very, very low carb. I think also I have to eat like some of it once in a while, but I'm going to try to just. Because I feel like that's the thing that's.
What's your kryptonite? Because everybody's got their thing. Fucking. Like, is it soda? Is it
croissants?
Bread?
I think I have like. A croissant like every day.
Mine's cookies, dude. I freaking love cookies.
And like tortilla chips and stuff because I always like eat like avocado with like my food and stuff, and I always want like something crunchy. But I told myself, oh, you know what I've been eating? Fucking pita chips.
Pita Welcome. Chips.
Fuck, you're so good.
Welcome That's to my world.
Oh no, and naan bread, dude. And like the naan big
bread.
Ones,
garlic
like
naan bread.
I've been fucking those That's things thing up.
I haven't had Indian food in like a year and some.
You missed the bread.
I need to. Huh?
You missed the bread.
Yeah, the garlic naan, the rice.
Dude, bread is bread and desserts. My kryptonite for me.
I think we're done.
Oh, we're done.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was quick.
Yeah. Well, I also need to cut weight just because I'm getting heavy again.
Yeah, I need to cut weight too.
I weighed myself the other day. Jose was like, "How much do you weigh?" I was like, 222.
Oh, big boy.
Yeah, I gotta get down.
Let's do it. You know what'll help? Signing up for a tournament.
Oh, I know.
I was looking up some two nights ago, and I was like, I gotta lose like 5-6 pounds.
I was looking forward to doing a purple belt.
You never did.
More. I did one. I did another one.
I knew
more.
I was good after the last one I did in Bakersfield. I'm like, I beat a brown belt, I guess, but it wasn't really that entertaining.
But
did you stop recording?
Run for a little bit. We're good.
Yeah.
No, we're done. All right.
All right, guys.
I guess. Bye. Thanks for listening.
Bye, everybody. What?
Tell us closing remarks.
I mean, this could be just like this.